Welcome to Shom Achshava and Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Pe Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph, beginning of Amud Beis, brings three different sources that ain oylim mevatim zehetzeh, meaning when korbanos are mixed together, they don't cancel each other. Each one stays intact and has in it the kedusha of that korban. It's not canceled by another korban. The Tiferes Shloimim from Radomsk and Rimzi Purim. He says, based on this Gemara, that this refers to also all the different Yomim Tovim that we have. You would think when you have a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh. So when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, Rosh Chodesh should be Batel and Shabbos. But we have a din, Eino Oilim Mevatlim Zehedzeh. The Kabbalahs don't cancel each other. The Kedushas don't cancel each other. So I still have a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I mentioned Tefillah, the Rosh Chodesh davening, and I mentioned Shabbos as well. They both are there. And he says, what's the explanation? I don't understand it. Yes, Kedusha Shabbos is greater. But there's different he'oros that come to us from different mitzvahs, from different moyadim. And there's a he'orah that comes from Shabbos, and there's a different he'orah that comes from Rosh Chodesh. And even though it's not the same Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater, but the he'orah of Rosh Chodesh is unique, is special. And seemingly he says that's the idea also of all the korbanos. Every korban has his own he'orah, his own hashpa. Therefore, they're not mevatel each other. With this, he goes on to say, that says a Navi, Torah Chadosh, Shemiyeti Teitzeh, there will be a new Torah Lo Asid Lovi. Says, we know the Torah is not going to be changed. How can you have a new Torah Lo Asid Lovi? So the shot is, there will be new He'oros of Torah. New lights of Torah will come Lo Asid Lovi. New things, new He'oros, Hashpas that we don't have today, that's what we're going to see Lo Asid Lovi. And he says, that's the Oimik of the Gemara Megillah that says that Suma prayers of Shema. So they told him, how do you prayers of Shema? He can't see. So how can he say, how can he speak up an Ur? So they told him, many wanted to see Maisa Merkava, but they never saw it. So they spoke of Maisa Merkava without seeing it. Says the remez is that Torah and Or that we're talking about is not only the Or, we talk about the actual physical light, but the different Oras that come from the Torah, from the different Yonim of Torah. So that Or, even a Sumo, even a blind person, can feel it. And now there are, maybe you can feel it even more. And it concludes by saying, the Yimei HaPurim Lo Yibetelim Lo Asid Lovi. So meaning, even Lo Asid Lovi, when it comes to time of Mashiach, and there'll be so much Kedusha and aura in the world, but still, there will be the aura, the special, unique aura that comes from Purim. The Purim aura that says in Le'udim, a special Torah that comes from Purim, so even though it's going to be much less L'chur, that's what it means to say, then what are we going to have in the Giluyim of Lo Asid Lovi? But still, that aura, that unique aura we'll have, similar to the fact that we have Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos, because ain ha'oili mevatlim zehetzeh. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.